Wait, no, Jason.
Strom?
Jason, how are you?
Good Lord, man. It's really good to see you in my own
way. Yeah, likewise.
On life. Wow, you sound like you're right here in the studio.
The Goatsy payphone, Lemon Party payphone, Tub Girl payphone, you know?
What do you mean, signing out of a hung-up line?
It's not a hung-up, but somebody disconnects after a certain time.
If someone hangs up on you, you think the default option is for it to go back to dial tone on your end?
On the 5E, it's just the opposite, to give you an error message. While on a DMS 100, I think it seems like the default option is for it to give you dial tone again.
Really, the way it works is, it actually used to be such that the standard way lines were provisioned was such that the line would always go back to dial tone. But I think, actually, because of the COCOT industry springing up and the problems they had with the lines resetting to dial tone, they made it so that all lines would reset to your silence or an error message, and you have to hang up and get a new dial tone. A COCOT line is provisioned almost exactly the same way as a POTS line. And, I mean, probably also, the thing is, whenever you're a dial tone, you're using up common control resources. And it makes more sense that when the other end hangs up, it'll just drop you off and then make it so that you have to actually do something to get a new dial tone, rather than, say, the other end hangs up on you and you just sit there with the phone off the hook, then you're tying up, you know, dial tone and call control resources instead of, you know, having dial tone when you actually want to make a call. If you're going through a TOPS trunk and the far end disconnects, then that'll reset you back to a dial tone. That's the way TOPS is supposed to work. But as far as regular, you know, direct dial calls, that's a different story. Do you know what provisioning is?
No.
Okay, when a line is set up in the switch, that setup process is called provisioning.
Mm-hmm.
And provisioning is the process of actually making resources available for the line, you know, setting up a table in the switch for the line's options, and so on. So basically, you take available resources and you customize them, and you tie them up, and you mark them as used, and set them up and reserve them for that line. That whole process is called provisioning. Cool. So yeah, I mean, I'm pretty much right on, aren't I? The payphone itself is on a standard coin type line. It's not on a COCOT line. It's on a standard coin phone line, with all the inherently associated coin control signaling that implies. And so what happens is, when you dial a toll call, the line itself is restricted for toll calls, but is not restricted for toll-free numbers. So the phone hangs up the line, the phone picks up the line, and dials a toll-free number. The toll-free number then asks for a key pass, for a passcode. The phone outpulses the passcode, and then based on the ANI of the line itself plus the passcode, the toll-free number will then let the phone dial outpulse the number that you're dialing, and then it connects you through. I have a trip tomorrow, so I'm going to finish packing. I'm going to bid you guys good night.
Yeah, thank you so much for visiting us, bro.
Thanks for calling me up and giving me the opportunity to be here.
Yeah, this is wonderful. And I hope you enjoy the interactivity and might want to consider coming to Nauticon next year.
Hey, next year I will have the money to come. So yeah.
Can we pump out the URL? Or?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Yeah, the URL is stromcarlson.com, spelled stromcarlson.com/payphones.